in an ever more refined and subtle use of language, inevitably is going to result eventually in the falling away or the disappearance of these regional, mm-hmm. colorful, mm-hmm. distinctive elements. It's too bad that as one does one thing in terms of grammar and syntax and larger narrative stylistic problems, as that is refined or improved upon, unfortunately there seems to be at the same time this disappearance of lexical items. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's unfortunate. Standard English. I think that it is important. I think that literacy is a good thing. And I think that I think it is a good thing for a person's mind or intellect to be so trained and so refined that expression of self, and therefore communication with another, mm-hmm. becomes increasingly more clear and precise. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good thing. It's a very big problem, though.
Do you have any feelings about accents, regional accents, a southern accent as opposed to western or northern?
Sure, gets back to, I suppose, that's more a function of the first thing I was talking about. It is too bad that those kinds of things have to disappear. I know, for example, I think most people do, have to some regional accents, a visceral, i.e. usually negative response. Mm-hmm. I find the particularly nasal accent of the upper Midwest, upper New York State, and surprisingly enough, parts of California, Southern California, to be, it's very offensive to my ear. Mm. Whereas the drawls of the South, also, one other thing, that there's a particular kind of Central Texas, high-pitched, nasal, almost cadence, especially one notices this in females.
What part of Texas?
Central and West. Mm, I mean, okay. It's something, Austin and West in that area, sort of North San Antonio all the way mm-hmm. over to West Texas. It's more a social and cultural, perhaps financial, it goes along with that, but there's a sort of a sing-song.
Do you think, would it be along where the line is on the map? I don't know why that particular part of Texas would be.
I'm thinking of, you know, middle and upper middle class females who have gotten some kind of society thing from going to the University of Texas at Austin.
Oh.
And it's that kind of a thing, but uh-huh. it becomes an act, and I find that really obnoxious. Whereas the softer accent, again, especially in women, from the more coastal regions, I find very lovely. I like mm-hmm. very much, mm-hmm. and I love the softer accent, southern accent of say Georgia, which I hear is very different from Alabama and different again mm-hmm. from Mississippi, and the Carolinas. I love Virginia has a special accent, especially you know with the characteristic feature of the pronunciation of the OU diphthong. They pronounce it like the Eastern Canadians. The word A-B-O-U-T is pronounced a boot. Mm-hmm. You know, I like that very much. I like New York. New York accents don't bother me. They bother a lot of people from this part of the country. But I guess to answer your question, yeah, I hate to see, one would hate to see that disappear. Mm-hmm. However, I do feel differently about the Michigan accent and the Gary, Indiana accent and Rochester, New York. Mm-hmm. I find very unpleasant.
Well, since you're a person who's interested in language, is there anything else you'd like to immortalize for posterity in terms
yes.
of language?
Tell them to read Book 3, Chapters 80, 81, and 82 of Thucydides, who, in the middle of the Peloponnesian Wars, has this wonderful passage on, well, what amounts to the breakdown of language is the breakdown of man, and how in times of war, one of the great destructive effects of war is precisely because people need to survive or kill their enemy or whatever, that language becomes preferred. And see, there's that long passage in there where he says, what was formerly called restraint, good sense, and patience is now called cowardice. What was earlier called wisdom, good counsel, is now called fear, trepidation. It goes on and on. It draws out of these examples this point. Yeah, and anytime I start talking about language, you get in conversations with people about language. This passage always comes back to me, so I can put that in the protocol.
Okay, well, I'll put it in the margins.
That's right. I'll put it in the phonetic passage.
Okay, I'll put the reference down anyway, though. I may not try to quote it.
Right.
Anything else you'd like to say?
I need to go home and take a nap.
Okay. Thank you very much.